Welcome to Skin of Color Savvy, the art and science of treating patients of color, the official podcast of the Skin of Color Society and produced by HCP Live. Hosted by SOCS leaders, Skin of Color Savvy delves into the latest research, clinical insights, culturally intelligent and responsive practices, and other news important to treating patients of color. Today's episode will feature SOCS member Dr. Regine Mathieu, who will focus on the importance of collaboration within the specialty and beyond. So, Dr. Mathieu, feel free to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you so much for having me today. My name is Dr. Regine Mathieu. I'm a board-certified dermatologist practicing in Fresno, California. I attended medical school at Newark Medical College, and during that time, I also did a research fellowship at Northwestern with the Department of Dermatology's Clinical Trials Unit. And then I went back to the East Coast to Rhode Island, where I completed my dermatology residency at Brown University. And then I completed a laser cosmetic and dermatologic surgery fellowship with Dr. Kathleen Baer in Fresno, California, which is where I'm currently practicing. And I'm so excited to be here.
Excellent. Well, sounds good. We're happy to have you here. And wow, you've been all over the place, I feel like.
Yes, I have.
Well, very nice. Well, okay, I'm looking forward to the discussion as well. So let's dive in, I guess. Dr. Mathieu, first of all, feel free to tell us a little bit about, firstly, what drew you into the idea of pursuing dermatology as a field?
Yes, yeah, so there are a few things that sparked my interest in dermatology. I think one is definitely the fact that I grew up with moderate to severe acne and constantly going back and forth to the dermatology office, but also feeling frustrated with some of the care that I was receiving and feeling like the nuanced concerns that I had weren't really being addressed until I met a dermatologist with a special interest in skin of color. And I finally felt heard and that my concerns were not trivialized, but addressed, and that I could find a treatment plan that worked for me. Additionally, I have a lot of family members who suffer from different skin conditions, from atopic dermatitis to lupus. And so that definitely sparked my interest. But I will say the biggest inspiration for me was my aunt who suffered from systemic sclerosis. And just wondering at a very young age what was going on with her, why she looked different every time I saw her, definitely was interesting to me because when I would hear she was hospitalized, and then learning from my father trying to explain that the condition that she had that was changing her appearance was also what was putting her in the hospital, made it seem very interesting to me that the skin can tell so much about what's going on internally with patients.
So interesting, yeah. And I think I've heard that feedback from other dermatologists as well, the idea that a personal experience like you had with your aunt can kind of shape your decision to pursue the topic. So that's so interesting. And yeah, especially the kind of personal and I think very apparent nature of a skin condition as opposed to different conditions might be the kind of thing that would propel you into pursuing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll ask you then, what kinds of conditions and concerns do patients typically come to see you about?
I will say currently, I specialize in both medical cosmetic dermatology with a special interest in skin of color. And I do know that a lot of patients present for hyperpigmentation or skin darkening. And it's interesting because some of these conditions, such as psoriasis, atopic dermatitis, this is what's contributing to it. But when they look at their skin, they only see the discoloration. And so I think that is a major focus of what I see and being able to facilitate diagnosis in these patients. I also see a lot of hair loss, psoriasis, skin cancer, amongst every other things, but acne and acne scarring is also a common concern that I see with patients. And the misconception that pigmentary discrepancies after these conditions is also scarring and feeling hopeless that there's no treatment for it when in reality it just hasn't been diagnosed or addressed in the way that can benefit the patient, is what I see every day and what I love treating to give patients that confidence.
That's so excellent to hear. Yeah. And I especially feel, given your experiences at the dermatologist, like you mentioned, from an early age, and that feeling of not always be having your own needs addressed, or maybe feeling, I don't know, misled, gaslit, or feel like just your own opinions are not, worthy of discussion by the dermatologist because they know best. I feel like you've brought
Yes.
kind of your own way of addressing patients' needs more to the forefront.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I couldn't have described it better. It's just feeling like, oh, this will get better, or that'll fade over time, or your hair will grow back, and just not even addressing it. And sometimes it does lead to other diagnoses that are very serious. And so it's important to listen to the patient and acknowledge their concerns and do a little deeper dive, even if that at the end of it is just reassuring them, but you just have to put importance on what is important to your patients.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. And I mean, of course, acknowledgement sometimes is just all they need at some point,
Yes,
to a certain extent,
absolutely.
right? Okay, well, research does suggest that more than 80% of patients may first see their primary care physician for skin disease. So, with that in mind, what would you like to convey to doctors outside of dermatology concerning the diagnosis and treatment of dermatologic conditions, and particularly in melanin-rich skin?
I think it's important, again, to be open to the idea that everything you see in the textbook isn't necessarily representative of how different conditions manifest. For example, atopic dermatitis, especially in pediatric patients, is typically described as like a scaly red rash when it can be more papular or be composed of more bumps in pediatric patients with darker skin tones. And I cannot tell you how many times I have seen patients present with pretty significant atopic dermatitis, but it wasn't diagnosed as such because it doesn't follow what's in the textbook. So I think there's definitely a level of curiosity, when these patients come in, have some colleagues in dermatology that you can ask questions using different resources. And also just knowing when to refer and referring earlier is always best to get conditions under control with conservative management.
I see. Yeah, those are some great tips. Thank you. And then what kinds of healthcare providers outside of dermatology do you consult and collaborate with on behalf of your patients?
I think definitely one of the things, as I said, that drew me to dermatology is that skin manifestations can be a clue to what's going on internally. So sometimes it feels like detective work trying to figure out what is the cause of this condition and not just treating it at face value or throwing a cream at it, which I think is a misconception for dermatology. So we collaborate with so many different specialties. I will say rheumatology. I had a specific interest in rheumatology, obviously, kind of going into medicine. Also, oncology, radiology. We had a multidisciplinary clinic while I was in residency. And, with patients with severe skin cancers, with metastasis, sometimes you have to collaborate with these teams to ensure that you are surveying whether or not these conditions are affecting patients internally and could eventually lead to mortality. I think another specialty that we tend to collaborate with a lot is immunology, allergy, endocrinology, and also psychology. There's different skin conditions, such as dermatitis artifacta, which we title self-inflicting injuries, which can then lead to superimposed infection. And it's also building trust with these patients, knowing that they trust you enough to listen to you if you do need to refer them out for psychiatric care that they need.
Okay, and then could you please share your thoughts on just the importance in general of collaboration among physicians in different specialties, as well as in dermatology, when it comes to the health and well-being of patients, and just sort of some of the benefits that come from collaboration?
Collaboration is key to providing the best patient care. I think we spend so much time as physicians and dedicating our lives to medicine, to learning and diagnosing different conditions in our respective specialties. And I think there is definitely a respect level of knowing when something is out of your scope to refer patients, but to also collaborate and ensure that patients are receiving the best care as possible. There is such a psychosocial connection with dermatology, and patient care and overall well-being. And it's important to know when to collaborate to ensure that your patients are receiving the care that they need in all aspects and addressing everything from the inside out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then could you please share an example of a particularly effective time when you consulted with a primary care physician or another specialist on behalf of a patient with a dermatologic condition and how the collaboration impacted health outcomes?
Absolutely. I think a common thing that I do see and treat is hair loss. And so, whenever we are assessing patient and gathering their medical history, we're asking questions that also connect to potential systemic conditions that can be associated. And some patients don't even notice that any of this is related. So I had a patient who presented with diffuse hair loss shedding that has been progressively getting worse over the years. And so I ran a lab panel, and of course, their ANA thyroid function came back as abnormal. So I collaborated with their primary care, facilitated rheumatology to get on board, and the patient was started on the appropriate medications to improve their thyroid function. And At their follow-up, they thanked me so much because they were saying, you know, I've been really tired lately. I've been constipated. And I just thought that I was just stressed out in life and I didn't know that this was brewing. And now it's feeling so much better. My hair is growing back, but I also feel so much better. And it's a huge impact on their quality of life. And again, knowing when to refer, knowing when to call in specialists so that we're treating the patients from the inside out, that is the best part of the job.
And I'm just curious, do you feel that there's a tendency among certain clinicians to maybe presume that they're the only ones who need to handle a certain topic? It sounds like you believe in collaboration, but for other clinicians, do you think there's a tendency to sort of only think, no, I'm going to treat this, or I don't need to collaborate with someone else?
Absolutely. I think that we're definitely shifting as a collective of physicians away from that. But I do think that, you know, not on anyone's fault per se, but historically, if physicians were used to just treating everyone because they didn't have the benefit of having the specialties around them, I think that it's really easy to kind of pigeonhole yourself and know that you're able to treat everything, or just kind of trivializing things that are common, right? Like back to hair loss. Hormonal hair loss is extremely common. It affects both male and female patients. And sometimes it's just like, oh, your hair is falling out. My hair is falling out. You're fine. And so it's just not trivializing patients' concern, which is the overlying topic, but also just knowing when to refer. And if something's not getting better in the way that you have previously treated a patient, then also know when to refer.
Okay, so then what would you like colleagues in other specialties to better understand about the dermatologist's perspective on health and the well-being of patients in general?
As I said, you know, there is a huge psychosocial impact of dermatologic skin conditions, and we specialize in all things skin, hair, and nails, and we are focused on providing our patients with the best care possible. And that care includes treating whatever is going on internally with our patients. And so I think that it's really important, you know, for example, as I stated with my aunt, it was one of those things where it's like, even though she was having pulmonary problems, even though she was having difficulty breathing, her inability to recognize herself when she looked in the mirror is what ultimately bothered her. And, you know, eventually she did succumb to her illness, but, you know, her dermatologist is who made her feel like herself. And I think the importance of acknowledging patients' quality of life, treating them inside and outside, it's important to include your dermatologist in that care. And there are so many new treatments and medications that are out there that many, you know, other physicians may not really know about. And so having us as part of the team could also really improve their systemic manifestations as well.
I'd love to hear your favorite pearl of wisdom to inspire your medical colleagues. So feel free to share us an insight that's been meaningful to you in your journey as a physician.
I will say one of my greatest inspirations in my life is my mother, who is a registered nurse. And I do think that growing up with her and hearing her insights on patient-centered care has really guided my practice in medicine. Having that extra compassion and empathy for patients when they're having their concerns and making sure that they can improve their quality of life and having that strength to feel like they can take control of whatever condition may come their way. And so I think that we've spent so much time dedicated to the practice of medicine, but also knowing that these are human beings that we are treating. Their self-esteem matters. We shouldn't trivialize anything that is a concern for them. And it is important to work as a team to give them the best care that they need, because ultimately they are what we are here for. It's not about, you know, the accolades or everything else. It's about the patient receiving the care that they need to move through life in a way that they feel secure.
That's an excellent point to end on, I think. So, thank you, Dr. Mathieu, for sharing your expertise with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a wonderful conversation.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, we hope you found today's episode enlightening. If you're interested in learning more about the work of the Skin of Color Society, visit skinofcolorsociety.org. Don't forget to subscribe to HCP Live's newsletters, follow us on social media, and stay up to date on the latest in dermatology and more. And we'll be back soon with another episode. So be sure to subscribe to Skin of Color Savvy on your favorite podcast platform. And until next time, take care. Thank you for listening.